You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, the Blazers are selling.
Yes.
We found that out today.
It really kind of came out of nowhere. Like, the Shams thing happened, and then we were like, holy crap. We knew that it wasn't going to happen until expansion happened. And so the fact that it sounds like expansion is going to be tackled this offseason, and it's the worst kept secret. It's going to Seattle. It's going to Vegas. It's going to be between $5 and $6 billion. So I don't think it's any coincidence whatsoever that that is about to get finished, and here comes the Blazers sale. And by the way, they won't sell until that money has been distributed. I believe the Paul Allen Foundation, whatever cut Jody's getting in Burt for selling this, and they will get a bonus for it. They're not just going to do away with their share of anywhere between $10 and $12 billion.
So maybe could have seen it coming because of the new media deal, and like I said, expansion, and then the arena deal. You know, they sold the arena back to
So if you don't know, there's Portland. It's back to Portland, and then they have a bridge lease, so they got a little 5-year lease there to deal with the building. So whoever the new owner is can be free then to either negotiate his own lease with the city, some sort of renovations, or I would assume, if you got someone that's willing to come in and pony up $4 billion, much like Steve Ballmer, I'm assuming that he will have plans to go and build a new arena. I think we're the 6th or 7th oldest. We're the oldest without any sort of major renovation done to it. So there will be, that has to be part of the vetting process, is what are you doing for an arena long-term here? That thing turns 30 years old next year.
The 1998 PGA Championship was won by Vijay Singh.
The first of his three majors.
And he held off Steve Stricker in a vicious cockfight of tall guys.
I'm glad there's someone driving around right now that is like,
that's been a young Stricker.
That has been on my mind.
A young Stricker, yes. And the 1947 Ryder Cup was at Portland Golf Club.
Oh. You know what? I do remember that, because when we've been out there, they have like they've got a couple of the flags and...
Did we win, old US of A?
That I don't remember. Mm. Not up on my 1947 Ryder Cup.
I don't think we won, guys. Mm.
Damn it.
Yes, we won!
Hey!
USA! USA! Yeah, flags!
Name the team.
We love our flags. We love our flags.
Okay, so yeah, I think this is the biggest thing with the Blazers, is that a lot of people are like, oh, Phil Knight. And that would be great.
Yeah.
But... you know, he's now 87, dude.
87, and there's...
I don't know if he's...
Well, they had Brian Berger on the Danny and Dusty, or is it Dusty and Danny? One of those.
It is Danny and Dusty, because Dusty and Danny was taken.
That's right. They had him on, and you know, he used to work over there and is well-connected in the business world. And I thought he had some really interesting insights into that. And... he was saying that he would be surprised. Everything he's hearing is that at 87 years old, that Phil Knight more than likely is not going to be involved in this. And this isn't going to be a local angle. The other thing he pointed out, and I think it's a very, very good thing to know, one, local groups just, in this day and age, there's no more family-run franchises. Like I said, $4 billion probably for the sell of the team. It's valued at 3.6. It's going to sell for $4. It's going to go to auction. It's going to go to the highest bidder that's been vetted by the NBA. You're probably going to have to build or renovate your arena. That's going to be the tune of $1 to $2 billion. So you're talking about a $6 billion investment in this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying with Phil Knight. It's like everybody's going, Phil Knight, Phil Knight, Phil Knight, because he's like the one guy who's filthy rich around here.
Yeah.
Or rich enough to buy the team, and he already made an offer for the team. Yeah. But it doesn't really need to be a local person. It's just there's no shortage of people lining up, rich people lining up to get into sports.
And whenever these teams go for sale, and by the way, it doesn't happen very often. It's not like a team goes for sale and then all of a sudden someone gets a wild hair up there, Keister, and is like, I'm going to buy a team. There are people waiting in the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has their money together, yeah. All these groups. And so when a team goes for sale like this in the NBA, especially one like Portland that you know eventually is going to have to sell, the NBA is probably already aware of just about, I'm willing to guess, every group that is going to be involved in this is already on the NBA's radar.
Well, and, you know, the Blazers... I mean, I think everybody, well, we knew they were going to sell eventually. Yes. So it's easy for anybody that was interested in that to get their ducks in a row over the last handful of years.
Yeah. So, right?
I mean,
I just think the idea of the local thing, unless it's Phil, and according,
it doesn't matter.
And according to Berger, he thinks that Phil's probably long in the tooth. By the time this sale were to go through, he'd be 89 years old. And that's the other one too. I don't know if I would. Because if Phil is the majority owner, if he's the financial backing, because he was paired with that, was it Smolinski guy down with the Dodgers?
Guy,
right?
Yeah.
Phil was the big swinging D in the money behind that. Would you really want Phil to be the main guy, knowing that in a year or two, more than likely, that he's going to be gone, and then you got to deal with whatever succession plan he has? Does that go to kids? What happened? You know, I think there's some uncertainty there with selling to someone that's about to be 88, probably 89 years old by the time the sale goes through. And so I just think the local angle is overplayed. And I think that comes from the fear of if someone outside of Portland comes in, do they rip the team out? And I really just don't think that that is something that Blazer fans need to be scared about. Is it a zero possibility? No. But you got to go back like since 1985, I think three NBA teams have moved. And the last one was an absolute debacle with the Sonics being ripped out of Seattle. Adam Silver knows that's bad for business. He's going to give Seattle another team. I just don't think the vetting process would allow that to happen again. I just don't think that should be a concern.
I agree with that. It's exciting because you get a new owner, but it doesn't mean it's going to be great.
No.
Like, that's the danger of this. It's like, Jode is no good. Paul was good. But it's like, be careful what you wish for.
Sure.
I mean, not that you want to continue on with Jody and Bert.
No, because they have no skin in the game.
No, they're terrible. It's just a bad franchise. They need to... If I'm a Blazer fan, I'm over the moon that they're selling.
This is the best news this franchise has had in years.
But it doesn't mean that it doesn't get worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like if you got a guy like Ishbia in Phoenix, right? You get a guy with super deep pockets, passionate about basketball, has done right by the fan base, right? Put the games on local TV, bought everyone antennas, dropped concession prices. It's $2 for hot dogs and sodas. He's done everything that's good for his team, but he also butchered it because he made a bunch of aggressive swings that didn't work out, and he may have put the sun behind the eight ball for like...
He sacrificed all their capital for like 7 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a while to dig your way out of this. So, like, if you're Phoenix, you hit a home run with your owner that cared and deep pockets, but the home run quickly turned into like a drag bunt. But I would still rather have that than an owner that has no stake in this team other than eventually you have to sell it to the highest bidder, or get someone that is only going to have it as a line on a portfolio. You give me someone with deep pockets, which is going to be because it's such a massive investment, and you give me someone that cares, and I'll live with the consequences even if they make silly decisions because they care too much.
What if I give you Larry Ellison, who may or may not care, but he's insane?
Yeah, I know.
And he's
tried by the Warriors. They didn't sell to him.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's not a very well-liked guy. But what if he buys the team and he's crazy,
yeah,
but yet he's got really deep pockets?
Yeah.
You want to go with that?
You know, like, he owns an entire island in Hawaii.
Yeah, he does.
It'd be interesting.
What archetype do you want? Do you want the guy who's really passionate or gal?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Like, Mackenzie Scott was mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Yeah, and I find that option delightful.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. She seems smart.
Larry Ellison's worth $188 billion, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But he's 81.
He's insane.
He's insane.
Have you followed his?
Yeah, he's
he's crazy.
I'll say this. This is what my profile. Under the age of 70, I don't want...
Okay.
I do not want an 80-year-old. I don't. Give me someone in their 50s or 60s, maybe younger.
Mackenzie's only 55.
Perfect. You know who I want? Like, honestly, give me Ryan Smith. Give me the guy that's in charge of the Utah Jazz and the Utah hockey team.
He's only 47.
Give me that guy.
And he's kind of bro-y. Wears his hat on backwards.
Kind of bro-y. He's not worth, he's not worth $100 billion, but he's got several billions of dollars. He cares. He's inside the community. That is like your dream owner.
Who's our Ryan Smith around here?
I don't think we have one.
Phil Knight's kid?
Phil, and again, but then you go down like when the Lakers sold to the buses and, or when the Lakers got transferred to the bus family, there was all that infighting and they're not very well run and they don't necessarily have the deepest pockets because it's not daddy's money. Phil, most of Phil's money, I think, is given away to charitable stuff.
What about the Dutch Brothers guys? Aren't those guys filthy rich?
I don't think they have that kind of money.
They're kind of broy, aren't they?
I mean, the idea that you have to have $6 billion that you can just crap and not have it affect you, that's a different level of money. That's like, who's the NVIDIA guy? Give me that guy.
Jensen Huang.
Huang. Give me some of that Huang money.
So would you rather have him who's just filthy, filthy, beyond filthy rich, but doesn't know a thing about sports and doesn't care?
Yeah, I want
you rather have that?
I want that guy.
Yeah, see, I don't want
because he can hire smart people and then just stay out of the way and like.
No, then you become like the Kings. Remember
but
that?
What? Yeah, but what if he doesn't hire
exactly.
smart people and he just sees it as a line item in his budget of revenue?
See, that's, I would say that's what I don't.
Yeah.
You want the passion? You need somebody who really cares about winning and wants to be involved.
I want Phil Knight, but 30 years ago.
Steve Ballmer.
Yes, I want Steve Ballmer.
Oh, that's a great one.
Steve might be the best. That's perfect.
Well, what about Bezos? What about Bezos, guys?
Too much other stuff on his plate?
No.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if he were...
I would take Bezos.
You would take Bezos.
Hell,
you
yeah.
Have to and there was Bezos. Talk. Bezos was trying to buy his way into Major League Baseball and the NFL.
Right. He wanted the Commanders or a piece of it.
So, dude, if you told me Jeff Bezos, who did, for a while, live in the Northwest, he's down in Florida now, you told me I could have Bezos, sign me the hell up.
Yes.
It's all
you
TRT.
Take that. The Amazon Blazers will be great.
Let's go.
Roided up Bezos.
He's just down there all red and
starting
yelling.
Starting fights with the
Let's
refs.
Let's freaking go. Well, I'll tell you this. Because you came from a sports team, your fandom, the Royals, where you had to really go through some hard times because you had a really cheap-ass owner, right?
Well, No, the original guy, when they won the World Series in 1985, was Ewing Kauffman.
Ewing Kauffman.
And he was the quintessential perfect owner.
Yes, but then they sold to...
Well, he died, and his wife sold it, and it was one of the guys from one of those Walmart douchebags.
Yeah.
Not one of the Waltons, but David Glass was his name.
And he was a giant douche that wouldn't spend any money.
Well, he just... I don't know if he was a douche. He ran it like a business. He did not care about baseball.
No.
And that was why they sucked for a long time.
That's what... And so, like, you understand when you have an owner that wants to run it like a business, it's tough. Or you have that didn't have cash. The Mets, when their owner, he got all his money siphoned off by Bernie Madoff, and the Mets were a disaster. All of a sudden, Steve Cohen came in, and Steve's got more money than God, and all of a sudden, the Mets are great because we can spend money. You want that. You want Ballmer. You want Steve Cohen. You want... Mark Cuban, you want Ryan Smith.
Ooh, Cubes.
Give me someone like that.
What about this guy?
It's called sports.
Again.
It's called baseball.
I don't
in particular.
Want an 80-year-old.
He's 78.
I don't want, and he'll be 80 by the time you buy the team. You know. I don't.
Then Don Jr. would own it.
Exactly. Then there's a fight. No, just.
What if the Saudis bought it? What do you think about that? Oil, big oil money?
They won't.
Think about this. What if it went to Don Jr. and then Don Jr. lost it to his ex-wife who's dating Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods becomes the de facto owner of the Blazers?
Oh, hell yes. So, let's get the Blazers in the hands of El Tigre.
I just love the fact that you're going to have, if you're spending this amount of money.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
You're going to be passionate about it. I just think the days at these prices... The days of having absentee landlords, I think for the most part, are over, although the Dallas Mavericks...
No, I don't think they're over, but...
It's harder.
I think what's kind of interesting... Well, okay, we're going way over. Yeah. Let's carry this over. The Blazers are for sale, and we are not going to buy them. That's the breaking news. We'll be right back on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.